312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Oh, going to throw it left side. Higgins goes up, makes the grab at the 35, breaks tackles across the 25, 20, at the 15, coming right side, outside the hash, the 5, dives to the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well,
Granger Nissan of Anderson Stock Report, 434 vehicles on their lot right now and 302 brand new ones, man. Award-winning lineup right now. The 2019 Rogue Altima Titan. Boy, some great-looking stuff going on. That Nissan intelligent stuff for safety features people are raving about. When you check on there, you can check out the cash price. You can check out the finance price. You can check out the lease price on all of these vehicles. And I could very easily get you a price here, but look, go to their website and see it, because there's different packages, and I don't want to, you know, mislead you on anything here, but these are wonderful looking cars. The Nissan line is highly thought of right now. It's our great friends at Granger Nissan, 3510 Clemson Boulevard over in Anderson. Give them a call, 324-0650. Certified pre-owned stuff looks great. All the new Nissans look great. The 18's going out the door. The 19's coming in. You're going to absolutely love our friends at Granger Nissan. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Those 7 o'clockers getting up. Florida State beats Clemson 77-64. Tigers fall to 15-11 overall. 5-8 in the ACC. Florida State improves to 21-5 overall. 9-4 in the ACC. They were 1-4 at one point in time and have won 8 consecutive games. If you had plans to go to Clemson, Tennessee Tech baseball today, make other plans. 4 o'clock game's been rescheduled for, I thought it was pretty good when I told you, 6 o'clock. April 24th. Witty. College basketball from last night. We had the Gamecocks winning. That was a nice win for them against Ole Miss. Kentucky beat Missouri. Tennessee getting back on the right side of things against Vanderbilt. Iowa State lost. It's probably one of the bigger deals last night. Baylor went to Iowa State and won. And college baseball, told you, Gamecocks had a nice win yesterday. Nice come-from-behind win yesterday in baseball. Manny Machado signs with the Padres. 10-year, $300 million. Clemson Goff finishes 6th in Puerto Rico. Bryson Nimmer, co-medalist there. Major Applewhite's going to Alabama to be on their staff. And Major League Baseball has a no sign-stealing stuff kind of legislation going in here to kind of cut down on that. Duke, North Carolina tonight. Can I give you a quick little feel-good story? And then I'm going to get back on the Clemson basketball just for a sure. point. So this is one of these good news, bad news segments, I think. Not bad news. We think that we get caught up in our own little world, right? And we get caught up in our priorities. Well, Georgia coach Joni Taylor, you see the story?
No.
Got caught up in a little priorities the other day. They had a nice win over Ole Miss Monday night, 78-56 win. And after the win, the game ended at, was that 9 o'clock or so? She goes straight to the hospital, has her second child, Drew Simone Taylor.
How about that?
7:29 a.m. So in there coaching, gets a nice win. That's a good little 24 hours. So, nice win for Georgia. Nice day for Joni Taylor, their second child born after that. My wife worked the day before. My wife took Marley on a 3-mile walk the day before. These women are amazing, man, how they do this stuff. All right. We've discussed a bunch. If you want to get on the Clemson basketball stuff, your Clemson basketball take, and I haven't read any of the texts. I want to get to all these. And you know what the text line's going to be like. I'll give you a sampling of some coming up in a minute. You know what it's going to be like, though. I'd rather you take my 4-iron and hit me in the ankle bone than do a show after Clemson loses a basketball game. Because it's referendum on fire the coach, our basketball team sucks, we're never going to win another game. I hate this. I hate doing shows like this. I hate being negative. I hate doing this. Zach and I have gone back and forth. Zach's, I like being optimistic. I like saying that, yeah, as long as we make the tournament, nothing else matters. Machiavellian, huh?
When do we become bigger than that as Clemson basketball fans?
Well,
at what point do we here at Clemson, this fan base, think that they deserve more than that?
I don't know if deserve is the right word.
Deserve is the right word. People don't show up to the games. They come
shut up last night.
With the hot
that
takes.
That was a good crowd last night.
Freak out.
That was a hot. I mean, that was a good crowd.
One game.
Nope. Virginia Tech was a nice crowd.
Two games.
Here's a question for you. Now, I don't say deserve, but I do think you have to consider your environment that you're in. Can you at least give me this?
Yep.
That if they do make the tournament, that one of the reasons they make the tournament has nothing to do with Clemson and everything to do with it's just a soft bubble this year, and there's a bunch of teams that put it this way. Lenardi said it last night. We're going to have a hard time finding enough at-larges. We can admit that, right?
Yeah.
That we're going to be the tallest midget. We're going to be able to find one of those. Oh, well, we have to find somebody. So let's put them in there.
Don't care. We're in.
Okay. That's fine. I hate to approach this subject. Is it okay for me? Because I'm honest about how I feel here, for the most part. I'm honest about how I feel here. Is it okay to feel, or is it, if I'm being too negative here, to say, I could take a step back like this team is taking this year. We agree they're taking a step back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can accept taking a step back if I felt better that, you know what, man, we're still building and the program's still going the right direction and everything's going to be okay because next year, all these guys are young and next year, that it's going to be okay. Eli Thomas, gone. Mitchell, gone. Reed, gone. Scarra, gone. And next year with Trapp, Newman, Tyson, Sims, Bear, and a bunch of three freshmen, Dawes and Hunter. Actually, two freshmen we think is going to come in and play right away. That I don't feel, and maybe I'm being negative. Maybe that's going to be the biggest surprise team in college basketball history next year. This team's going to come out and just shock people. That they're really going to play great next year. But my point is this. Am I being too harsh and too negative to say that if we were younger and I would feel better about a learning experience this year and building, but right now, losing Thomas, Mitchell, Reed, Scarra, and returning Trapp, Newman, Tyson, Sims, and Bear, that I'm really concerned about next year. Does that make sense? Is that fair, or am I being too harsh?
I mean, you're putting the cart ahead of the horse there, aren't you? Already worried about next season. We're not even doing this season yet.
I'm always worried about the future. I told you, in football right now, I have a 2021 depth chart.
I just don't think that's healthy. I don't think that's healthy. You're worrying about stuff too much.
But am I wrong for saying that with all these senior starters that could come back, that this was the year, there's pressure to do it this year, and that next, can you admit that you don't feel comfortable about Trapp, Newman, Tyson, Sims, and Baird being?
100%.
Okay. So you put all your eggs in this year.
And I will offer this as well. If Clemson does go on to miss the NCAA tournament with what returned, there has to be an air of accountability directly after that. Mm. There has to be.
I'm not even sure. When I watch Clemson play, I don't feel good about how they're playing this year. In other words, and I get it. Look, I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, Zach. I'm really not saying you're wrong. But because Oklahoma sucks, I'm supposed to feel better about Clemson? Right? Isn't that what I'm hearing?
Pretty much.
That because St. John's or Seton Hall or Butler might stumble down the stretch, I'm supposed to feel better about how we're playing right now? Because Pittsburgh and Georgia Tech and Miami and Boston College and Notre Dame aren't very good. I'm supposed to feel better about what we're doing?
Yeah. Try it, because I feel better about it.
You feel confident about it?
No. Nope. You didn't say confident. You said better. It was easier to work, produce, and take that loss last night after hearing Lunardi speak and say we're still on the bubble and we got to do X, Y, and Z to get in. And things that are obtainable, to be honest with you, at the end of the season.
We got out-rebounded. We got outscored 30-2 by the in the points in the paint. But Minnesota got beat, so yeah, we're great. I don't know, man. The rest of college basketball stinks, so I got to feel better.
College basketball's always been about what your opponents do. There's a constant evaluation. There's a constant evaluation in all sports.
Yeah.
But college basketball especially, where you're constantly evaluating the schedules, the results of schedules, the quad 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever wins they are, the net rankings. This isn't some big new surprise. This isn't some new thing. It's a constant presence in a college basketball fan's life.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Makes you feel better.
Okay. I feel better about so many other things, though. 654 Roar. Tiger Lee's been hanging on. Good morning, Tiger Lee. I appreciate you hanging on, man. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Doing good. How you guys doing?
We're blessed.
Well, I'm not the fire the coach guy. I actually think Brad's a pretty good coach. But my question is, how do we recruit better players? Yeah. Because I just don't buy the fact that you can't win in both basketball and football, what you call a football school.
Yeah. Tiger Lee, I think you make a good point. Let me say this. Brad Brunell is the best X and O guy I've ever seen here, in my opinion. I think he knows the game more than anybody we've ever had here. But last night, and I didn't hear his post-game comments. What did you say after the game last night, Zach? I didn't hear any of them. I'd imagine last night, I don't know what you say. What X and O, what do you do? They were bigger, more athletic, shot it better, rebounded better, bit deeper. They're the better team. This team was won because they out-recruited Clemson in basketball. And so how do you – Leonard Hamilton – Brad Brunell has forgotten more. Brad Brunell's got more in a pinky toenail basketball knowledge than Leonard Hamilton, yet Hamilton team's won 8 in a row. Hamilton team's 21-5. Hamilton team is going to be a top-4 seed in the NCAA tournament if it ended right now and beat Clemson twice. This game was won because of better players. So I think you're right, Tiger Lee. I don't know the answer to that. But they've got to find a way to get better players. Simple as that.
Well, do you think getting a younger staff or going younger with the staff would help?
I don't know. I mean, that's a hindsight thing, because you can look at a younger staff. I'm trying to think of an example of it in college basketball, where you go get a younger guy. And like Will Wade at LSU right now, he's doing great. That he's a young guy and LSU's ranked and LSU's playing great. At the other times, there's been young guys who are inexperienced and they're not ready to handle a program like that. I think it all depends on the guy. Old guys, I mean, look at some old guys who've come in and done unbelievable things in the sport. And you look at some young guys who've done unbelievable things. I think this is the right guy more than the age thing. But I'll tell you something else, too. I think that at every program – in almost every sport, it's about a fit. And as much here as any other sport, Clemson basketball, it's got to be about a fit. And because it's not, we're never going to be a basketball school here. But I like your point. I agree with you, Tiger Lee. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. You got to have better players. Simple as that.
I mean, it all goes back to, you mentioned Will Wade, but wasn't Will Wade involved with all the FBI stuff in the fall?
Yep. So maybe he's not the best example of it. I don't know college basketball enough to really think about it in ages of these coaches now, but Texas makes a good point. Rick Barnes is old, and Tennessee's great. I don't know his age, but would you agree with me that at every position, Florida State's better than Clemson? And that especially in players 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10,
listen, I would agree with you. Brownell said as much on post-game stuff last night.
The better team won.
The better team won.
And I don't, I mean, I hope people hear when I say this. I think Brad Brunell is the best X and O guy that I've ever seen here at Clemson. Ever. But X and O's can only take you so far. Brad Brunell did not get out-schemed last night by Florida State. Leonard Hamilton never out-coaches anybody, specifically when it comes to if you got it, if the game is won on a whiteboard with a Sharpie and an eraser, Brad Brunell would win the thing 100 times in a row. Yet right now, Clemson is 15-11, 5-8, Florida State 21-5, and 9-4, because Florida State has much better players, and the most important part of the job right now seems to be recruiting, and Leonard Hamilton has done a better job than Brad Brunell in recruiting. Simple as that last night. There's not a defense to draw up. There's not an offensive game plan to draw up. There's not a substitution pattern. There's not any adjustments you can make when the other team is just that much better than you. And that really did it right there. Simple as that. Up against a break. Dave Delvin, you guys hang on. I would love to hear from you. Hey, Palmetto Dunes and Palmetto Golf Report had a nice email from Palmetto Dunes yesterday reminding me of some spring golf specials. And what's really cool about the golf specials now is really about any way you want to do it. Are you single? Then they can take care of you. You got a twosome. You and your wife want to head down. You and your golf buddy want to head down. What do you got? Four. You got two couples. What do you got? Eight. You got 12. You got 16. You got 20. What do you got? Your corporation out there. What do you got? Your wedding plans going on. You got a bachelor party going on. What do you have? A big company retreat where you got 150 players, 150 people. They can do it all. The accommodations are great. The meeting spaces are great. Told you the food is fantastic. So if you are doing the wedding stuff, they can take care of all the stuff for you too. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Puerto Rico Classic down in Rio Mar Country Club in Puerto Rico. Clemson finishes sixth. Georgia Tech and Oklahoma tied for first. I'm sorry, Georgia Tech and Georgia tied for first. In this, Bryson Nimmer won the co-medalist for the individual. He finished 6 under par after shooting 70 yesterday. Zach Gordon finished tied for 7th. Kyle Cottom tied for 30th. Colby Patton tied for 50th. And Turk Pettit 74th. Clemson now comes home, and now they go to, am I right by saying, doggone it, I had it in front of me. The schedule, get this here in front of him. But Bryson Nimmer tied a Clemson record last night or yesterday when he won his third tournament in the same year. And so great job there. And he has more chances to break that record now. So congratulations to Bryson Nimmer, an in-state player who did really well. Now Clemson goes to the Palmetto Club March 11th and 12th over in Aiken. What a great golf course that will be. It's our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Get on their email list. You're going to love your next trip down to Hilton Head and to PalmettoDunes.com. Hey, if you're on hold, hang on. Coming straight to you. More right after this.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascend GT and the Yokohama Geolander AT G015, the Ascend GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The Geolander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Ready for low prices on your breakfast faves? Time for a Target run. Find everything you need to make your mornings easy. Stop in and get everything you need to fill your bowl with day starters like Cheerios. And don't forget to grab cereal's bestie, like Horizon Organic Milk, all price right daily, with low prices today and every day. Get in, out, and on your way to take the day. Target run and done.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden, and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife Beth and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made from scratch sides, and our low and slow southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
When's that? Tells me about our business partners that we talk about every day. And he gets to Harbin Lumber and goes, Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number. When the lumber, I mean, when the Harbin brothers got together and started this thing right around World War I, I bet they didn't realize that we were talking about a sports talk show 102 years later. These guys, Frank Harbin and the Harbin brothers, they really had a vision, and a lot has changed in the upstate of South Carolina. Just think about our industry here and think about the growth here and think about how the world has changed. However, there's some things that just haven't changed, and that is their commitment. They know that they're not going to be successful unless the builders, remodels, and handymen are successful. They know that they're going to give you the best products, and then they're going to give it to you with unbelievable customer service. Now, they're delivering them different than they used to deliver them, and the products are different than they used to be, and it's unbelievable. I'm sure the cost has gone up a little tiny bit since 1917. But the point is that these guys founded this business on the idea that they're going to wow you with their customer service with great products and great prices. And that's stayed that way. If you've not dealt with Harbin Lumber, if you're a builder, remodeler, handyman, then get in touch with them, talk to them, let them give them a small job. They'll earn much more of your business. So friends at Harbin Lumber, full service lumberyard, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. 353-5053. 654-ROAR. Dave is in Simpsonville. Dave, thanks for hanging on, friend. How you doing?
Doing great, Mickey, and you are welcome because what day is this? It's Hump Day. Mickey, I hate to see you depressed after a ball game last night. So I'm here to bring the sunshine back into yours at Zach's studio at this very moment. I had lunch yesterday with my good friend President Clement, his lovely wife Beth, at the Madron Center. Mickey, we had great chicken, green beans, mashed potatoes, and a salad. And the Oreo pudding, Mickey, was divine. It was awesome. I wanted seconds. But here's what I found out yesterday, going over stats about Clemson University. 1,100 Palmetto scholars have come to Clemson this year. That's the most than any college in this state, including, well, you know who includes, those folks down south of us. 500 merit scholars, Mickey. That's the kind of thing we are building at Clemson. Then I found out that, did you know Serene Hall is something like 63 years old before they've had any renovation? I look at Clemson basketball much like Serene Hall and some of these older, dated buildings. They need revitalization. They need that pump of energy, that spark. So, Mickey, I'm going to ask you and Zach, what is Clemson's greatest asset right now?
In basketball?
In Clemson University, greatest asset.
Well, personally,
Dabo Swinney.
Dabo Swinney. I was going to say it. I hate to say it because, look, there's a lot of great things going on here. There's a lot of great people, a lot of great professors. The president's great. The first lady's great. The board of trustees are great now. The athletic director's great. A lot of great professors, a lot of great the provost and a lot of great deans and a lot of great students out there. But, no, the best thing at Clemson University right now is Dabo Swinney.
Exactly. So what do you do? You utilize that. Hey, we heard the girls' golf coach get on the air last spring, and she's all in with Dabo. She bought in. She's got the girls playing great golf. You got Amanda Butler coming in. She's got the women playing great basketball. She's on the Dabo trade. All I'm saying is, you're right. Brad Brownell is a great coach. He's missing on talent. If we'd have signed Zion, we wouldn't be having these conversations.
Right.
If he'd have signed Mickey Mouse, if he'd have signed Ralph Waldo Emerson, it doesn't matter. But let me ask you this, and I will take it off the air. Is it any kind of NCAA illegal violation to take Dabo with you on the recruiting visit for the high-collared blue blood? And I'm not asking Dabo to do Brad's job. Brad's going to sell Brad. Brad's going to sell Clemson basketball. What I'm asking Dabo to do, and President Clement, because he's probably he's 1A in your greatest asset. Because in 6 years, he's done what he's done at Clemson. Take these guys with you. Dabo, let Brad use your private jet. And let's fly out to these places and help him close the deal. We can't compete with Free Shoe Duke University and no going to class North Carolina and getting your A's and your subway tunnel into the NBA. But what we can compete with is everybody else down the line. And getting into the NCAA tournament sounds like that's all we want. And make a great showing in the ACC tournament, which means one or two wins a year in the ACC tournament. Clemson fan will be happy. Clemson fan will start showing up. More money will come, and then we win. The greatest asset sold C.J. Spiller out of Florida amidst Florida and Florida State in their heyday. And look where we are. I think he's a closer. I think he can help. And if there's a possibility, hey, there's no pride, Brad. We've lost 3 by 1 bucket, and we got our butts handed to us last night. It's time to pull out the heavy gun and go hunting. And let's go win these recruits. That's all you're looking for. Mickey, you guys have a great day. Enjoy young Plyler. And let him know that when he's ready to go to Clemson, it's Serene Hall is going to be updated and new and waiting on us. See you later.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call, Dave. Dabo cannot go on the road recruiting with the basketball staff. They can bring him in to on campus, but no, you can't do that. Only see players, only coaches on the road in your sport and all that stuff. But yeah, Clemens is very involved in recruiting. Once they get him on campus, bring him by, talk to the president about the school and that kind of stuff. But no, Dabo can't do that, nor should he. You know, everybody's got their jobs to do. And I think a lot of Clemson fans wouldn't want Dabo distracted away from what he's doing to do basketball. Delvin is in Fountain Inn. Hey, Delvin, thanks for hanging on, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Xavier Shepherd. I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Couldn't be better, man. Very blessed.
And, Mika, I think what's making this worse is what Amanda Butler is doing in her first year with the women's team.
Yeah.
Look at the success she's having. And you see the men's team. And Brad Brunell been there for a while. I knew what Amanda Butler was doing the first year. So I think that's making it worse for Brad Brunell and the team as well.
Well, Amanda Butler has to be considered not only the ACC Coach of the Year, she's got to be considered one of the NCAA coach candidates for Coach of the Year. There was no worse program, man. This program was in shambles, and look at what they're doing. I mean, this is a team that's – I think they're in the NCAA tournament right now. I think that she's done an unbelievable job here, and so I hope those girls keep winning, and I hope they continue to go –
Yeah, that's why I think that's a lot of pressure. Like I said, look what she's doing in the first year. I think they put a lot of pressure on the men's team because a lot of people are looking at what Amanda Butler is doing in her first year with a team that, like you said, the program that was in shambles, and she got them in the NCAA tournament, and you guys had a returning, like all your starters coming back, and y'all struggling again. Yeah. I know it's different, men and women, but everybody's probably looking at this and saying, wow, look what she's doing.
It's an amazing job she's doing, no doubt about that, no doubt.
Yeah, basically, Clemson's, to be honest with the men team, I don't think they're fighting for the NCAA tournament. I think they're fighting just to get in the NIT.
Yeah, look, I've got a bubble watch right here, and I'm going to go over that in a second about what Lenardi says about who's in. Actually, this is John Gassaway, ESPN Insider, about Purdue beating Indiana last night, what that meant to them. But I'll give you a little Clemson talk here. And really, there's – I'll run that down here in this segment. Delvin, I appreciate the phone calls. It was always good to hear from you, buddy. Yeah. Hope you're doing well this morning. Yeah. All right, as far as the ACC right now, it says Locks, Virginia, Duke, North Carolina, Louisville, Florida State. Should be in Virginia Tech and Syracuse. Work to do NC State and Clemson. For Clemson, it says the Tigers have lost three straight and are now down to 5-8 in the ACC. No, that's not the best look for projected 11 or 12 seed, but there's a hint of good news in the schedule. Boston College is coming to Little John, and after Brad Brunell's men play at Pittsburgh, plus three of their last five games will be at home against Boston College, North Carolina, and Syracuse. Finishing at 500 in the ACC is still realistic, but make no mistake, it will take much more offense from a group that scored just 0.9 points per possession during that 0-3 stretch. In the Big 12, they say Locks are Kansas, Texas Tech, Iowa State, and Kansas State. Work to do Baylor, Texas, TCU, and Oklahoma. In the Big East, the lock is Marquette. Should be in as Villanova. Work to do St. John, Seton Hall, and Butler. In the Big 10, locks are Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue, Wisconsin. Should be in, Gassaway says, Maryland and Iowa. Work to do Ohio State and Minnesota. In the Pac-12, in is Washington. Work to do is Arizona State. Boy, the Pac-12, Zach, you mentioned this earlier. The Pac-12 is just awful. In the SEC, locks are Tennessee, Kentucky, and LSU. Should be in Mississippi State, Auburn, and Ole Miss. Work to do Alabama and Florida. Interestingly enough, no Gamecocks mentioned that because South Carolina fan texted me a while ago, said if they went out, they're in. Well, you got to win the SEC tournament. Anybody who has a tournament, which everybody does except for the Ivy League, anybody wins out, and they're in, because it means they win their conference tournament. And the American, Houston is in, should be in, or is locked, should be in the Cincinnati. Work to do Central Florida and Temple. And the others across the country, lock is Gonzaga and Nevada, should be in as Buffalo. Work to do Wofford, Virginia Commonwealth, Lipscomb, Utah State, Belmont, and Davidson. I got to be honest with you. I think Wofford, I'd love to see Wofford get in. I think we got to add Furman to that list too. Let me get the latest net rankings. Both Wofford and Furman have been great stories this year, and I am pulling for both those programs. I hope they both do really, really, really well. After last night's win, Florida State moved up from 22nd to 21st. After last night's loss, Clemson actually moved up from 42nd to 41st. Zach, that makes you happy right there because you said it's all about just getting in. So the loss last night, the 13-point loss moved Clemson from 42nd to 41st. Yeah! Good job, boys.
We do this in other sports. You're acting like this is just a basketball thing.
Nah.
You didn't feel better after we lost to Pittsburgh? Clemson lost to Pittsburgh a couple years ago, and all those other teams lost afterwards? That didn't help you feel better about that loss?
Yeah, but I still was depressed about the loss.
But you felt better about the loss, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. We just unfairly compare it to football for some reason on this campus.
Here's the difference.
Yeah.
That in that season, they looked great with the win against Florida State, looked great with the win against, I don't know, Virginia Tech or whoever they played, looked great with the win against Miami, great with the win, ACC Championship, and looked great at all these other things. They had a slip up against Pittsburgh, but they you know, crushed South Carolina and looked great against, was it Auburn? Yeah, Auburn, they beat Auburn that year. Looked great. There's a lot of great wins in there.
In that singular moment, you did the same thing.
Yeah, but I could also say, hey, man, we lost Pittsburgh. But, boy, we played great against Auburn. We played great against those other teams. And we looked great. We beat Florida State. We beat all these other teams. And this one I go, hey, we beat Virginia Tech without a point guard.
Negative Nelly.
I know. I hate it, dude. Nelly. You're pretty. Look, I hate Nelly. It. Wofford is 26th right now in the net ratings. SoCon always gets one in. My dream now would be for Furman to win the SoCon against Wofford in the finals and both Wofford and Furman get in. Wofford is, like I said, 26th. They are 23-4 overall, 8-3 on the road, 12-1 at home. And Furman is 44th. Clemson's 41st in this net ratings. Furman's 44th, 22-5 overall. Furman right now is ahead of Ohio State, St. John's, Syracuse. Furman's ahead of Alabama and Minnesota and Indiana. What the heck is Furman and Wofford doing ahead of Indiana in basketball? Those teams are ahead of Creighton and good teams. I like this. I'd love for both those teams to make it all the way through. A short break. We'll come back. Open phone lines. Texter said, when are you going to talk some recruiting? You want to switch gears?
I want to hear about all these kids that are interested in coming to Clemson.
Oh, I can do that. I can definitely do that. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. Drake's not seen our garage floor. Yes, he has. He's not seen our garage floor yet. He's not been in the garage yet. But he will. You know, you came up yesterday, didn't even look at my garage floor.
You know what? It wasn't the first thing in my mind when I was there. I apologize
for that.
It needs
to be.
Yeah, that's
my bad. I don't know what you're thinking.
I should have came in through the garage.
Right. Yeah. It needs to be. Well, I'll open the garage door for you next time. Make sure you get in that. And actually, it would have been better on getting in with all the rain that you guys had to go through.
Listen, I gotta go through the garage to run away from the dog. I had to slide across the hood of my car yesterday. The dog chased me out of the dang house.
Funniest things I've ever seen. Starsky Dutch. One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I had a Dukes of Hazzard yesterday. Jump in the old truck and peel out of there. Jack Russell nipping at my heels.
Our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to do your garage floor for you. Time and time again, I hear it. I tell you what's really cool is when I get a text, I get an email, I get people trying to say, hey, it's like to take this pride in a thing. Hey, let me show you my garage floor now. I think that's really cool. Let these folks come by. They're going to add value to your home. It's not going to cost you near what you think it's going to cost. It looks like a multi-$1,000 job. Well, I mean, it's going to look awesome. You're going to love it. Absolutely love it. It really is amazing what they do and how they do it. It is my absolutely wonderful friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, Tim Worley and Daniel Parham and Manuel Parham, family owned and family operated. And you get that. I tell you, one of the coolest parts about this, one of the owners, either Daniel or Manuel, is on every single job site. You know how you train other people over there to work for you? Like you're their boss and you got these understudies that work under you now?
Sure.
What if you looked over them like everything they do? They'd do it better. Like they'd be more attention to detail, right? Mm-hmm. The owners are there, man. And that's a great part of it. 404-8158. 864-404-8158. No obligation phone call. Just talk to them. Give them a call and inquire about a garage floor and looking great in your garage. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Hey, by the way, the Ivy League does have a tournament now. Thank goodness we have Texter to straighten me out on such. So anybody in college basketball, If you went out, you win the national championship right now. Clemson is still in the national championship hunt right now. Still control their own destiny, right? Just win your last game.
Win it.
If you win your last game, you win the national championship. No, that's not true because you go to the NIT. Just win out and you win the national championship.
Win out and you're in.
How about that? All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Some football recruiting stuff right after this.
This Saturday, the Tigers host our friends from Massachusetts as the Boston College Eagles invade Tigertown in hoops action in Little John. As the Tigers hope to get a home win, as we only have four games left before the ACC tournament. Pre-game begins at 11:30 a.m. with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every exciting minute on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, 105.5 The Roar.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
O'Reilly. When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest and BrakeBest Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You gotta be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural, living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a
with Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today, 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
Four Paws American Pub congratulates the Clemson Tigers on winning another national championship. Since Four Paws opened last summer, the Tigers have been perfect on the field, and we both have plans for a great future. Four Paws has added even more house-made local features, like new country fried pork chops and chicken. Get together with friends to enjoy craft beer and great food while watching sports on our big screen TVs. Make tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott in Clemson. Go Tigers!
It's boat time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
tell you something good. I'm going to tell you something good about Zero Res. First of all, $119 between now and March the 3rd. $119, three rooms. Mention my name.
Get a hallway.
Yeah, your hallway wash. They're not going to give you a whole hallway. They're going to wash your carpets in your hallway.
Get a bathroom.
Powered water is amazing. No soaps, no chemicals, no harsh soaps, chemicals, no soul attracting residue left behind. No, Zero Res means no residue. Safer for your pets, safer for your family. You know, pretty soon this little fella's going to be walking around or crawling around on our carpets. I don't want all that soul attracting residue. I don't want all that in there, man. I don't want all that crap and all that garbage. I want powered water to clean and leave it safer and leave it simply behind. It's a great friends. At Zero Res. $119 right now. Three rooms. Mention my name. Get a free hallway done as well. Don't forget to ask about the air duct cleaning specials as well. Zero Res. Greenville.com. Zero Res. Greenville.com. 558-7300. You want to hear something good, Mr. R24?
Yep.
Rivals.com released their top 100 list yesterday, and 40 players on their list have Clemson interest. You heard me right. 4-0. Let me fly down these because I have 11 minutes to go over, actually 10 minutes to go over 40 players. At number 100, Amari Thomas is an offensive lineman out of Eads, Tennessee. Now, Clemson's going to take probably two more offensive linemen, but he is very highly thought of. At number 94, athlete who I think Clemson's recruiting more as a safety, Christian Story from Lynette, Alabama, is in there. He's been to Alabama. I think Alabama leads. And Clemson's going to be very, very selective at that safety. R.J. Mickens and Chris Thompson right now, two Texas guys, very highly thought of there. At number 87, here's a good example of how well we're recruiting right now. Outside linebacker Khalil Mullins is a terrific player from Milton, Massachusetts, who has a lot of Clemson interest. The hard part of it is with Sergio Allen and Kevin Swint already committed to you and five-star Justin Flo, five-star Antoine Sampa, top four-star Noah Sewell. There's just unbelievable players that are out there. Phillip Webb, a four-star, I have an interest in Clemson. So you can only take one, maybe two more. So you got to be selective. A good example of that there. At number 80 is defensive back Miles Brooks from Jacksonville, Florida. This is a good story. This is a good player, but he's down the list at safety and at cornerback right now. Another example of it, that number 80 might not be good enough. Same thing for number 78, Cameron Roseman Sinclair. These guys are out of Charlotte. These guys have interest in Clemson. Clemson has interest in them. They're going to slow play them a little bit. They're going to Luke Hill at Baltimore, number 76. Slow play them a little bit and kind of see what Fred Davis wants to do. So kind of see where Henry Gray, what they want to do. Kind of see if they get some traction with Elias Ricks or some of those guys. See what Malcolm Green's going to do. Keely Ringo, what some of those guys going to do. We'll get to those guys in a second, but just be selective. Number 74, weak side defensive end, Zacharius Walker out of Ellaville, Georgia. Interested in Clemson. Again, but defensive end, though, Zach, this guy's number 74 in the country. But is he as good as Savelle Smalls or Miles Murphy or Brian Brisee or Jordan Burch? No. So you'll slow play him and see what happens there. Number 66, a new name, a new offer. Mr. Orr 24, from Orin, Utah. Noah Sewell, linebacker, who's coming on a visit. Number 65, they're not even really that hot after right now. Ngata's brother, Daniel Ngata, who is from Folsom, California, number 65 player in the country, an all-purpose back, it's a great back. And they're kind of like pumping the brakes on right now because they have other players that they're getting to. Number 61, a safety named DeVito Tisdale from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Number 58, Demon Clowney from Baltimore. I don't know if there's a whole lot of interest there from either side. As far as top 50 players are concerned, as we break into that, and it gets really crowded here. Well, I told you, Chris Thompson, a safety from Duncanville, Texas, number 48 player in the country, Zach. He was here on Junior Day. The elite junior day.
Like everybody else in the country.
Number 45, Darian Henry. Have we reached your excitement level over the year? Your heart pumping a little bit? I start getting number 45?
Nope.
From Cincinnati, Ohio?
40s. Maybe 40s, maybe the 30s. I haven't decided yet.
Very soon, R.J. Mickens will come back for the third or fourth time.
It's a top 25 sport, so let me know when we get to the top 25.
Mickens is one of the best defensive backs in the country, Southlake, Texas, Carroll High School. He's going to be his dad played in the NFL. Andrew Gentry's listed Clemson from Colorado. BYU leads on him right now, the number 40 player in the country.
Any of these five stars yet?
No, I'm getting to him. At number 38, Desmond Evans would be a great player, a lot of years, 6'6", 240-pound player, a guy that is skyrocketing. He's number 38 in the country. He's a great player out of Lee County up in Sanford, North Carolina. But he's not in the top three right now as far as defensive ends go. Phillip Webb, linebacker from Buford, Georgia, Lanier High School, number 35. Tigers, I'm getting there, buddy. I'll just skip. You just want five stars?
Five stars.
Okay. Number 25, McKinley Jackson. Hey,
there's that top 25. There's that top 25. I'm excited. Let's go.
Defensive tackle out of George County, Mississippi. Yeah. Probably behind on him at this point.
For who? From who?
Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Auburn. Number 24, Marshawn Lloyd. He's been here. Let me tell you, this five stars has already been here. From Hyattsville, Maryland. Been here, been to South Carolina, been to Georgia. Number 23, Clemson probably leads on right now. Five-star corner.
From?
Jacksonville, Florida. Tigers got some crystal balls for him, 247. Kind of lead for him right now. I think Clemson leads for number 21, five-star inside linebacker, Woodbridge, Virginia.
What was the corner's name?
Fred Davis. Antoine Sampaugh, number 21, five-star.
From?
Woodbridge, Virginia.
Love it.
Clemson leads right now. Tigers in the top two right now. Reggie Grimes, outside linebacker, defensive end, Mount Juliet, Tennessee, with Alabama, but his dad played at Alabama. Chris Braswell, Alabama commitment number 19 from Baltimore, has mentioned they still want to take other visits, and Clemson's in that list. Mikael Sherman from Washington, D.C., number 18 in the country, five-star. Washington, D.C., Ohio State probably leads, but he wants to visit. Darnell Washington has been here before, tied in from Las Vegas, number 17. Five-star. Oh, it gets better, Zach. Number 16, DeMarcus Bowman. Clemson to the top two at Florida on. Running back from Lakeland, Florida. Five-star.
So far, we're at eight different states accounted for in these.
I'll be more than
interested.
That. Rakeem Jarrett from Washington, D.C. Five-star. Number 15 player in the country, wide receiver.
That's two from D.C.
Number 14, running back Kendall Milton. Running back from Clovis, California. Five-star running back. Mentioned to Clemson. Clemson leading for number 13 right now. Defensive end out of Columbia, South Carolina. Five-star Jordan Burtz moves up from 32 to 13. You get a five-star out of Columbia that Will Muschamp's son plays at the school. You're doing good there. Number 12, Clemson's right in there with Penn State and Georgia. Julian Fleming, wide receiver from Pennsylvania. Number 11, Clemson, Georgia. Top two for Miles Murphy, Powdersville, Georgia. Defensive end, five-star. And the top nine players in the country Clemson's in on right now. Keely Ringo says he wants to visit cornerback from Scottsdale. Five-star, number two cornerback of the country.
Arizona.
Savelle Smalls, Seattle, Washington, defensive end, number eight.
No, yeah, first one from Washington.
He's coming. Eric Gilbert has already been here a bunch. Tight end out of Marietta. Number seven player in the country. Number six player in the country, Clemson and Georgia lead on right now. Brian Brisee, defensive end, Damascus, Maryland, number six. He'll be here back for the spring game for the fourth time. Ohio State commitment, still says he wants to visit Clemson. Maybe Paris Johnson, offensive tackle, Cincinnati, Ohio, number five player in the country. Elias Ricks, number four player in the country, who's committed to LSU right now. Cornerback out of Santa Ana, California, says he wants to visit Clemson. Number three player in the country, I think Clemson's kind of in pretty good shape with right now. Justin Flo out of Upland, California, outside linebacker, number three player in the country.
Don't hate that name.
Justin Flo. They call him Big Baby. Number two player in the country, Zachary Evans, running back at Houston, Texas, was supposed to visit this weekend. Clemson kind of moved him back a little bit. Make sure all the coaches are in town. Make sure you get better weather in here. He's coming in March, I think. And we'll be back here in April. The number one player in the country, DJ Uiagalelei, quarterback from Bellflower, California. So, Zach, just in summary, five stars. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Number 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Hold on. I didn't realize this. 19. Is that right? Yes. 19 of the top 20 players in the country either have been here. I'm sorry. 20 of the top 21 players in the country either have been here or said they are going to visit. 20 of the top 21 players. And add to it, number 22 has been here. Number 24 has been here. Number 25 is trying to get here. Unbelievable.
I counted 13 different states that they're representing in this recruiting class, our possible recruiting class. That's exciting. All over the country, as far out as California, Washington, Utah.
23 of the 25 five-stars either have been here or say they're coming for an unofficial visit.
Arizona, D.C., Maryland.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it.
23 out of 25. Just get like five of those, six of those. We'll be good. We good. Hey, we'll take a break. The Powdersville, Easley, and Pickens Y. It's an amazing place. I know a friend. I've got a friend who's lost about 70 pounds because of the Powdersville Y. And he looks awesome. And he's doing great. And he's moving better. So, friends at the YMCA, get in touch with them. Find out more about their programs, their wellness program. The Journey is their great wellness program they have over there. But they'd love for you to come by and just inquire about it. And inquire about your family. Join them. Do a Google search. It's the Y in Pickens County. Easy Pickens in Powdersville.